What it's like to be a masseuse? Well, it's very rewarding. You know, it's a kind of a recycling process of give and take. I like to think I'm working with my clients and not for them or on them. And for me, it's a dance. I feel like I'm dancing.
Thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, showcasing Copper Harbor from the inside and the power of kindness, connection, and community. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it's great to be here. Today's guest has lived in the harbor on and off since 1993, and she is currently the only masseuse living here year-round. Please welcome the lovely Tammy Cloutier. Hey, Tammy.
Hello.
Hey. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
So what brought you to the harbor on and off for all those years?
Well, my family on my dad's side is from Calumet in Loriam. And a couple blocks away from where I'm sitting right now, a girlfriend and I would push her car out of the driveway in the middle of the night we were like 15, 16, and we would go to Copper Harbor to see the boys.
Oh my gosh. So her parents wouldn't hear it start?
So they wouldn't hear it start.
Oh my gosh. So sneaky.
So then we would head to Copper Harbor, and that's where I met Kurt Torzik. And so I'd spend the summers in the harbor, in Calumet, Loriam.
Wow. Yeah.
And cool. Then I moved there in 1993 because he was done with college.
Okay.
And I was in Chicago. So I moved up there that summer, and then we moved away. Mm. And then when he passed in 1996, I moved back and went to massage school.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you know that you wanted to be a masseuse?
I think... When he passed, I think I needed to do something for myself, you know, and I wanted to move out of Chicago to heal with my friends in Copper Harbor. Mm. So I thought you better do something productive while you're here, because you can slide other ways, you know, you can get in bad habits.
Totally.
So I went to massage school in Pavala.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, like, how'd you go to massage school up here? Pavala. Yeah. Who knew?
Pavala. Yeah. Knew? I think it was Hale's second class.
Wow.
That he had ever done.
That's so cool. So you got your masseusingness in right here in the UP.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you want to talk about Kirk at all, because he's
amazing.
Obviously part of your life.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So you guys must have been pretty tight for a while there. Tragedy. It was a big tragedy in the harbor when he passed away.
Yeah, he was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He was a big, tall, funny, courageous guy. Yeah.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Well, his family carries on his legacy up in the harbor still.
Yes,
the Torzik
they do.
Family. Yep. Oh, well, thanks for mentioning him. So our listener can probably guess that the small number of people living in Copper Harbor through the winter is not enough to sustain your practice full time. So please tell us how you branch out from your Copper Harbor place.
Well, I like to keep a foot in town always. Mm. So I opened up or started doing massage in Houghton.
Okay.
Until 2020, the pandemic time, and the building sold.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember this, but I brought massage out to Isle Royal.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Right? Since I had like a free ride out there.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Cool.
But then decided that was a little long of a commute.
Yeah. Would you do that? You'd go in and out every day, or would you spend some nights?
I would spend some nights.
Okay, good.
Yeah, for like 2 or 3 nights, and then I'd come back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite the pretty cool.
Wow, fun.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yep, Houghton, and then...
So, Houghton, I worked at Salon 1281 here in Loriam.
Oh, okay.
For a bit. Then out of my amazing place on 5th Street in Calumet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let that go last year. And then I still couldn't keep away from here.
Mm.
So now I have a place in Lake Linden.
Oh, wow.
At the Little Gem Community
Building. Cool. The Little Gem. Yeah.
Do you know that place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big
it's
building
a huge,
right there.
Huge. Yeah.
They have lots of
And the nuns there. Used to live upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really cool because it's a co-op of women.
Okay.
That, you know, are really like yoga teachers and really cool, strong women.
Wow.
That.
Awesome.
So it just kind of fell on my lap because she came for a massage, this woman named Beth.
Oh, okay.
And told me about it. And I'm like, she's like, would you like to be on board with us? And I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Of course. Wow. And then you guys.
Which is great because, like, Lake Linden, you can still get like Bootjack people, Calumet, Loriam, mm-hmm. Houghton, Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of really centrally located.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I like to go to work sometimes
mm-hmm.
to get out of the harbor, to drive to work.
Mm-hmm.
So
not
that's good
out
for the mental
slippers.
Health.
Yeah.
Because,
totally.
I mean, you see so many things that you wouldn't see if you never leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like fall colors.
Yes. You know? Every day sometimes. That's definitely a cool part of the commute. Wow, awesome. Thanks for telling us about that. So tell us what it's like when someone goes to the Golden Touch. What will they experience when they walk in and during a session?
Hopefully they experience a really good massage. I don't know. It's like, you know, when people ask, like, so what kind of massage do you do? Mine's, like, definitely driven by intuition. Mm. And it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt where I'm scanning and feeling and zoning in and jumping in. And then, like I said, it just becomes like a dance.
Mm.
Like, I feel like my massage work is best when I'm not there.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's almost like channeling.
That's how I write. Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happens and something magical happens, hopefully, every time, hopefully.
Yes.
You know? But yeah, it's really it's great. It's you know, I like my boss.
Awesome.
I like my office.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. I was gonna mention to our listener that even when there are other masseuses around the area, I always describe you as one who really hones in on a person's problem areas and can just kind of find them, whether the person tells you that
mm-hmm.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of find them. And so it's really cool to hear you mm-hmm. talk about how you do use your intuition and find
Thanks.
Them like that. So that is, I agree, you do that, because I've had a couple few massages from you, and I
cool.
feel like you definitely have done that for me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm
Way
glad to
cool.
hear that.
Yeah. And do you want to talk about some of the other things you do, like your hot stones or anything, like other things you have available?
So the hot stones, it's interesting because I have them in my categorical, like, you know, this is what I do. You can get deep tissue or Swedish or hot stone, but I always use them because they just have become like an extension of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they are like vasodilators and mm-hmm. the heat of the muscles. And they just feel really good,
they
I
do.
Think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's just, it's always kind of a little bit shocking at first for the client. They're like, is that your hand? Is that what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just, it's yummy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had anyone that said,
take that off.
No. And I work with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't just set them on the body. I, you know, they're an extension, so they're part of the dance, part of the flow.
Yeah. And
yeah.
They really hold the warmth and
they keep it going.
Yeah. So
yeah.
you can kind of be in more places on a person's body at once,
right,
in that way, because they still feel warm where you left that stone, and then you're still working another part. It is, it's pretty fun,
yeah,
to experience from from the patient's point of view. Yeah, wow, cool.
Yeah, they do a good dance with the marble stones, but I don't pull them out that often because a lot of people don't like cold. But if you use it the way that I was trained to understand it, is that when you use them both at the same time, if you can imagine, like, you can't really, I could do an experiment with you, for instance, like, you can't really tell, is that, you know how when something's really cold, it kind of has that, like,
more of a shock.
Kind of, but so does the heat, right? So if you use them together, it's supposed to, like, your brain's trying to figure out, is that hot, is that cold, is that hot, is that cold?
Oh.
And so eventually it gives up, right? And then there's like almost like a meditative nervous system relaxing that happens in combination of the two.
Wow.
So I really should pull them back out. And they'd probably be good for my hands too, because, you know, let's face it, I'm getting old and cold. I need cold because I'm having hot flashes. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's really intriguing to me because of how it tricks your brain, like you said.
I think
everybody who's listening, next time they go to Copper Harbor, needs to get one of those massages from you.
Make me pull out the cold stones.
Make her pull out the cold stones, baby.
Yeah.
Oh. It'll work your mind.
And that is an anti-inflammatory thing,
yes,
right? So you've got both.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Wow. So what are your favorite parts about giving massage or the healing process in general?
Making people feel good. You know, just like bringing that awareness, helping them, because it seems like a lot of times people are like, I did not know that there is a spot there, you know, so they can take that home and stretch that area out or be more aware of, like, that's a part of their, you know, where they hold tension. So it's just, I don't know, you're a part of somebody's journey, you know, so, yeah, I don't, am I answering the question?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Just whatever you really enjoy about that whole process.
Yeah.
Very
it's just
cool.
Very rewarding.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what do you wish everyone understood about their own ability to heal?
That I think that is, when applied, very, very powerful. I think that we know. I think that we have a deep intuition before the doctors even know. We know. Like, we know... we know things about ourselves that we don't even know that we know. You know what I mean?
Even if we ignore them or
try
to distract ourselves from them.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, I had an issue in Colorado, and I knew it was like a fibroid cyst kind of thing. And I didn't even know what that was. I didn't even know. But I looked it up, and it was that. And so I basically went to the doctors telling them what I think was going on, but I didn't even know that, what it was. So I think that people have an innate, like, you know, knowledge or knowing of what's going on. And maybe we don't give ourselves enough credit on how we could actually correct it or heal ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or even just pay attention to what we're noticing.
Just listen
more attention
to it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you're very active, and you know your body and what it needs, and you know what it doesn't like. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's fascinating. So, how can someone schedule with you, Tammy?
I think the best way is just to either text or call me. And if you have any questions outside of what we've already discussed, on my webpage, it kind of tells my philosophy or, you know, the things that I do. But I think we kind of covered that.
Yeah. So what's your website? How can people find you?
Oh, gosh. I think it's like, do you ever call yourself? I think it's www. www.goldentouchmassage.org.
Okay. Goldentouchmassage.org. Try that. Otherwise, you Google it and you'll find Tammy in Copper Harbor. Yeah. Golden Touch. Yeah.
And or Lake Linden.
And Lake Linden. Yeah. Ooh. Is there anything else you would like to say about this aspect of your life?
Well, I just hope I can do it for as long as the body will let me. Mm. I certainly should probably take more advice from myself. But what do they say? It's kind of like the Schumann's kids. What is that saying where, you know, the guy, like my grandfather in Lorient or Calumet was a Schumann.
Oh, okay.
On Fifth Street.
Wow.
But there's a joke that, like, but none of the kids have good soles on their shoes.
Oh.
Right? Or the painter's house needs to be painted.
Sure.
So right now, I have a very sore back. I should probably go get a massage.
Oh.
That's what I should do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we do all need to take our own advice.
We need to take our own advice.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great thing to remember. So next to your massage practice, you have a little rental property, the Thimbleberry Room.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, in honor of our beloved Donnie Kilpla Jr.
Oh, yes.
Who I think you will definitely remember how he would walk around with red fingers. And barge into the Harbor House and any other establishment with red stains on his shirt and red fingers and all of his silliness. I named the Airbnb room, the Thimbleberry Room, after him.
Mm.
And he had already snatched the Thimbleberry Room sign from the Mountain Lodge. You know how all the rooms just...
Yeah, they were named.
It's the Agate Room, the Thimbleberry Room. Mm-hmm. So I already had the sign. yeah, so it's attached to my house. It works out amazingly well because I even get local people that come because they can walk over for a massage in the robe without even leaving the place.
In the robe.
They walk in their robe. They don't have to go outside. They don't have to drive any place. Mm-hmm. They can walk back to the room in the robe, lay down, take a nap, take a bath.
That sounds perfect.
So it's kind of like a little retreat for some people.
Yeah. Wow. Is that attached on your Golden Touch website? Or how would someone find out about that?
I don't know if I had... I'd have to relook. Alex does my webpage for me.
I think I might have had him add that last year,
but I'm not even sure. I should probably look at that.
Yeah, the Thimbleberry Room. Google that,
Let people know. Yeah. So come and stay. Come and stay in Copper Harbor. Get a massage. Walk home in your robe.
Oh, it sounds so lovely.
Or back to your room.
Yeah, back to
your room. You're
already home. Mm-hmm.
And shovel for me. I will give you free massages if you shovel for me.
The lady's got a sore back.
That's right. Get up on the ladder and do my roof.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Well, maybe you could work out some trades that way. Yeah, I was going to mention that building you live in, you were roommates with Donnie for a while.
Right.
And he really was an icon in the town. I mean, what, the park is named after him.
Right.
And like, he's everywhere. Do you want to say anything else about that? Life with
about
Donnie?
Don the Bomb. Oh, man. I don't know. I think we all just really miss him.
Mm.
He kept us very entertained,
mm-hmm.
right? He was so funny. I like to think of him as like a walking cartoon character.
And he was a cartoon
He was writer. A cartoonist.
Yeah.
Right. Tee-Tee Tree.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Earthlings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think those were all the personalities of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah.
As a writer, I think we put all our personalities into other
characters. To other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
And artistic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He was just probably the funniest man I've ever met.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
He loved his women. He loved his ladies.
Loved his women.
Loved the ladies.
The first night I met him, he kissed me on the lips.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I pushed him away. Get off of me. He's like, what? That means you're pretty or whatever, you know? He's like, that means I want to give you a kiss. I'm like, oh, wow. All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He could get a little touchy.
Yeah. Unabashedly so.
Right.
Yeah.
We would have our family time with Leo, my cat.
Oh.
And we'd be sitting on the couch having family time and... you know, he's massaging my foot. And, you know, I'd always put my legs up on his lap.
Aww.
And then he'd be massaging my ankles. And then he'd be massaging my calves. And then he'd be massaging my knees. And it would just kind of, until he gets the slap, you know, like,
good for you. Give that man his boundaries.
But it felt so good.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm like,
because like you said, you need your own massage.
Yeah. Aww. So no, I'm very, this is his house that I'm in. Mm-hmm. And I feel very blessed because if I would have had to pack her up, I would have, you know, it would have destroyed me.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful and grateful that he's there.
Oh, I'm sure.
I talk to him all the time.
Aww.
You know, he's there.
Wow. Thanks for reminiscing about that.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Aw. Well, you've been in the community for so many years. Do you want to tell us about any of the other ways you've been involved or anything else you like to do?
Anything else I like to do? Well, I think Brockway is my favorite place.
Mm.
I go up there quite often. I should hike more. Should do that. What else do I like to do? I don't know, just take drives and see friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Awesome. Yeah. What and then so what keeps you living in Copper Harbor? Because I know that you always like to have a practice south of there. What just like keeps you there?
Well, I think it was just, you know, that's where I fell in love with Kurt and then the community. You know, mm-hmm. I always felt like that was my tribe.
Yes, I understand.
And when
that.
Kurt passed away, we came together. I mean, it was probably about a good 20, 25 of us that were inseparable all summer. So then I moved away to New Mexico and Colorado and New Zealand. I moved all over the place, but I just couldn't, and I would still go back in the summers as much as I could, even if it's just for like 2 weeks or a month or a summer. So I just never could shake it, you know, and Lake Superior is so powerful.
Totally.
So I wanted to come back. I love my people there and I love that community. But in the last few years, just so many people have passed. Carol, Jason, John, you know, like Joel, Don. I mean, it just keeps going and going and going. And so now I'm starting to kind of, I don't know, not even recognize it.
Wow.
You know? And I feel your absence, even though we don't hang out all the time, or driving by the school and knowing that Jill's not there. And then, you know, I went up to the mountain to watch Johanna leave and Scott leave. I raced up to the mountain to watch them on that turn by the mountain lodge.
Okay.
And I just felt like, take me with you.
Wow.
And who else is gone for the winter from there? It's you, Jill, Johanna. I feel like somebody else moved to town that I'm forgetting.
Oh, geez, I don't even know.
So it's the silence now for me is deafening. I mean, it's so quiet. It's loud sometimes.
Yes.
So I have to work on that because the loneliness can creep in. Mm-hmm. You couldn't, I mean, the house was never quiet with Donnie there.
Mm-hmm.
And things have changed. But that's what time does. Things change. You know, that's the stories that you hear from your grandparents. Oh, that road used to be, right? The house was there. And, you know, it's changed.
Yes.
So I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah.
But, you know, just going to keep doing what I do until,
another.
Yeah. Until you're.
I will comment on the silence is deafening, though, because this time of year, every time it's like, even, you know, the whole rock solid crew leaves and all the summer residents leave. And like, there's just this huge mass exodus. And then there's no one visiting once the leaves fall off the trees.
Right.
And it goes from you can't even cross the street to you can't even see a face.
Yeah.
And it's,
which is kind of funny because it's kind of a juxtaposed.
Yes.
I wait for that moment. Mm. Like, I think probably a lot of people in the harbor, like especially wait staff and people that deal with the public,
mm-hmm.
we can't wait for them to all get out of our town so we can have our town back.
Yes.
Well, guess what? You got it. You got it back, Tam. And I'm looking around and I don't see
anyone.
A soul. And so there's days that it's like, oh, this is awesome. But then it's not going to be like that just for a weekend or a week or a month. It's going to be like that for like...
all the gray days.
And all the gray days.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
It's hard. And then you get the loud snowmobilers and you live next to a gas station.
So oh, right.
You know?
You do get it loud there. That's probably the one of the loudest spots.
In the winter.
For
in the winter.
For the snowmobile.
I think it's a quieter spot in the summer,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
even though we're both on the main street.
Mm-hmm.
Like that end of the town seems, you know, you've got like where your place is.
Oh,
you've
that's
got,
downtown. Like, the bar and that's everything.
The Jenny, and that's downtown. Yeah. I live in the suburbs of Copper Harbor.
Yeah. But you do have the gas station.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So every spot kind of has its perks and its things you got to deal with, but just like anywhere, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's not going to be a traffic jam when I go home today.
No.
So that's...
you can fly.
I have to watch for deer.
Yeah, you can fly up the covered stretch, but just watch for deer.
Just
you're
watch for
deer.
You're
not going to be behind
anyone. Which means I love you.
Aww.
When you tell somebody to watch for deer, right?
It means I love you. Oh, I never heard that, but I like that.
Yeah.
I love you. Watch for deer. Oh, keep us safe. That's really sweet. Wow. So, do you have any wise words for us?
I know nothing.
Oh.
wise words for you. Now you got me on that one. I'm one of those people that will call you in 20 minutes and say, oh, I should have said this.
Oh.
Right? You're putting me on the spot, Amanda.
Well, I do that with everyone.
Live and love while you can, because it goes quickly and unexpectedly and suddenly. So just hold on to the ones you love, you know?
That's very sweet. Live and love while you can. Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
I knew there was something in there. It just came out of your heart right now. Aw. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did it. And thank you, dear listener. I hope you enjoyed this fun time with Tammy. She's great. I hope you get a massage with her. I'm thinking about it myself. Till next time, take your own advice. And for heaven's sakes, be good to yourself. Bum bum da 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 da